Well, from the epicenter of the COVID-19 crisis a year ago to one of the top tourist destinations for the upcoming summer, New York City is beginning to come back to life. And so is public transportation in the nation's biggest city. But all that excitement and talk of recovery is being put at risk by a rising crime wave in New York, including a string of violent stabbings on the subways, which just this week restarted 24-hour service. News Nation correspondent Tom Negevin has more on how the mayor plans to turn things around.
The heart of the nation's largest city is beating again as New York reopens and Broadway prepares to come back to life.
New York City, we are!
But along with the easing of COVID restrictions, New York is facing a surge in violent crime. Citywide Wednesday night, at least six shootings that left one dead and an eight-year-old among the wounded. NYPD stats for last month show crime overall up more than 30% year over year. Robberies up 28%. Assaults up 35%. But take a look at shootings, up a staggering 166%. It's a campaign issue in the race to be the city's next mayor.
Nothing works if families aren't safe on our streets, on our subways, in our neighborhoods.
An even bigger issue for a resurging tourism industry.
We were literally scared that we were going to get robbed because it's only me and her.
Although visitors are reassured by a heightened police presence today.
Right now it's crazy. There's cop cars everywhere.
And while the city points to lower crime on its subways, there's been a recent string of random attacks there, too.
It's not just in one spot or another. If it were, I think it would be easier to address both from the NYPD side and from our sides.
New Yorkers live it daily.
Yeah, it worries me. Like, we don't want there to be more crime when there's more people here.
Of course it's unacceptable, and that goes without saying. We're doing the things to turn this city around.
Tom Negevin, News Nation.